Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. By the way, check out my blog post from day before yesterday. A great article on making a fantastic dessert that you don't have to feel guilty about. Tapioca pudding. Only 9 grams of carbs, 40 grams of protein, no sugar, and no artificial sweeteners. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link for the blog and you'll see the recipe. Okay. Here's a name you haven't heard in a while, Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. And so Brooks is joining us today because we are, obviously everybody knows that Brooks Kubik is the keeper of the flame of physical culture. And we're catching up about physical culture. So, well, Brooks, what's new in the life? First of all, what's new in your life? How's your training? Are you training? What's new?
I'm always training, and you know, I've been training for about 45 years now. And as far as I'm concerned, right now today, I'm going to keep training. You know, right up until they tomahawk me and shove me into a casket and put me underground.
There you go. There you go. And by the way, your body weight dinosaur body weight training book has gotten lots of real popular reviews because it bridges both physical culture and the body weight culture audience. Does it not?
Well, it really does. The book was a fun project. I wrote it both capturing a lot of old school physical culture ideas and old school body weight training ideas and trying to bring them into the present and work in some of the new things that have been developed and you know, make it a mix of the best of the old and the new. But one thing that I very consciously did was read a lot of old-time physical culture courses. And this was back in the day when they would, you know, you would send away for a mail order course. And it would be mailed to you one course a week or one course a month.
Wait. You mean no downloading of PDFs off of the internet? Preposterous.
Well, I know. It's like, how did people ever do anything back then, okay? But, you know, that's, you know, the origin of physical culture was small courses that people sold through big advertisements in magazines, wonderful advertisements.
In fact, the relationship between Joe Weider and Dan Lurie was exactly that. Joe was writing these pamphlets about workouts, and Dan was selling the weights, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's how George F. Jowett started. It's exactly how Bob Hoffman and York Barbell started, except, of course, what they did was sell barbells. But it was the same thing of, you know, the mail order thing. You send in, you get a booklet back that talks about all these success stories and how great the program is and really gets you, you know, pumped up to go ahead and buy it. And then you go to the next step and you buy it. And what they would do, typically, instead of sending you a big book or the whole thing in one package, you would get installments, and you would get one a week or one a month until you had them all. Typically, there was 12. Apparently, there was some magic in the number 12.
Right.
You know, 12 disciples, 12 this, 12 that, whatever. But that was the way that things were done. And you see a lot of a lot of the old-time courses, they would follow that, and they would not just talk about exercises, they would not just talk about sets and reps, they would talk about other things, physical culture, about improving yourself in as many ways as possible, you know, physically, of course, but, you know, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, not necessarily in a religious mode, but, you know, spiritually in the very broad sense of the word.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would try to make you a better person. And the idea, you know, these were times where people were very much of a mind that if you worked at it, you could improve yourself and your place in life. You can move up the ladder. You know, you've got Horatio Alger as one of the great cultural stories of the time. And people bought into that and followed it, and it really, you see it in all of the self-help books and courses and pamphlets and things that came out 1900s, 1910, 1920s, 1930s. I mean, you know, Bernard McFadden plugged right into this. It was the gospel of self-improvement.
Right.
Orson Swett Marden, for those who are familiar with Orson Swett Marden, I mean, just wonderful, wonderful works where you would pull yourself up by your bootstraps, which sounds like the title of a Horatio Alger novel.
You know, interestingly enough, when you look at the self-help, for lack of better terms, segment of yesteryear,
mm-hmm.
Bernard McFadden, these people, where physical activity and physical culture was a component of self-help, and you fast forward to today, it's not a component of self-help anymore. When they talk about self-help today, it's all about cerebral issues you're supposed to overcome with behavioral changes,
mm-hmm.
but nobody talks about the value of applying physical culture to build the spirit and the mind as well as the body.
Well, that's exactly it. And two related points. One is to finish the thought that I was making.
Please.
What I did in dinosaur bodyweight training was essentially write a 12-part old-school physical culture course.
Ah.
And if postage rates still worked the way they did in the old days, what I would do is I would sell it as 12 installments, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and you get something new every week or every month. But you can't do that anymore because you'd go broke on postage fees. You know, the mailing fees, postage fees are just incredible. So what I did was I turned the 12 courses into a single book.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you pay one shipping and handling fee, and you get it through the mail, and you know, it's 8.5 by 11, so it's the same size as if it were 8.5 by 11 printed pages, which is what all the old courses were sized at. But that was the genesis of it, and what I did was, now this goes into your second point, I tried to follow that broader creation of a better human being approach. And so, you know, we're going to show you how to get big and strong and muscular, how to get lean, hard, ripped, gain muscle, lose fat. But we're also going to talk about things like improving your ability to concentrate, improving your focus. We're going to talk about visualization schools. We're going to talk about building confidence, and we're going to teach you how to build confidence. And the course, it's a very progressive course, which also follows the old school physical culture courses. George F. Jowett, for example, was a master at this. One of the ways that you progress, particularly with bodyweight exercises, is not merely doing more reps or doing more sets or going from 3 days a week to 4 days to 5 days to 6 days or whatever. One of the things that you do, and this is one of the real focuses of the bodyweight training course, is you progress from easy exercises to more difficult exercises to even more difficult exercises to things that are really, really hard and challenging. And so what you're doing is you are starting with things that you can do, and because you can do them, you don't develop a lack of confidence. You don't start thinking, you know, what's the use? I can't do it. So you develop what I call the success habit. And as you build your confidence, you move from success to success. And when you're ready for the more difficult exercises, you move up, not a big jump from easy to super difficult, but you go from easy to a bit more difficult, a bit more challenging. And you can do those. And then you say, okay, great, I can do those. I wonder if I can do the next level of difficulty. And you move on up the ladder. You know, it's the same, weight training is progressive in that you start out, you might be using an empty barbell.
Right.
You know, 15-pound barbell if it's an exercise barbell, 45-pound barbell if it's an Olympic barbell.
Right.
Okay, but, you know, lightweight. And you build from there, pound by pound, 5 pounds a week, 5 pounds a month. It doesn't matter. But eventually you get up incredibly strong compared to where you started. Virtually anyone can do that. I mean, you know, you can start with 25 pounds on the bar and you work up to 200 or 250. And at that point, you are so much stronger than when you began. It's impossible to imagine how much you have improved yourself. And you do it step by step, pound by pound, literally. And, you know, that's what physical training and physical culture is all about. It's about that progression, that slow but steady progress that hopefully continues forward through a long life of healthy, fun, effective physical training.
But you see what's missing from the equation today? I was thinking about the 12 courses coming in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, postage and technology has changed that, right? But there was another component there. It was called deferred gratification and anticipation.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, Brooks, I remember waiting, checking the mailbox every single day for my secret decoder ring back in the day, right?
You and me, both of us.
Right. And when I was a subscriber to Boy's Life, I used to remember checking the mailbox for my magazines and then the things that I ordered from the back of mm-hmm. comic books, like that gasoline-powered jet engine that mm-hmm. you and I probably both owned when we were kids. And so we came home and we were excited and we were anticipating, right?
The you other thing literally was literally run home to check the mail.
The other thing was that inherently gave us a sense of deferred gratification. You can't have it today, but you can have it tomorrow.
Exactly.
These two components are missing from physical culture today. And as a result, you have people downloading ebooks, failing to actually execute the ebook, reading some parts of it, expecting to go into the gym, and expecting to progress so quickly because they have to look good for spring break or the summer beach party or their wedding or whatever. There is no longer long-term progression and investment because it's got to happen now. I need it now. And we even look at the obesity epidemic. We could look at it that way, right? Obese people don't think to themselves, okay, it's going to take me 5 years to put on 100 pounds. They just do it consistently. But when they want to lose the weight, they want to lose the 100 pounds in 3 months or they're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we say about physical culture of yesteryear and the anticipation and deferred gratification that was there then is not here now?
That's very true. And one of the things that the old school physical culture had to do, they had to start out by planting a seed in someone's mind of this can be you. You too can look like this. You too can be as strong as this. And remember, this was back in the day when weightlifting, strong men, strong man, strong women, physical culture, you know, it was very new. And barbells were very new. Most people had no idea what to do with a barbell, how to use dumbbells, kettlebells. No idea whatsoever. And so the first thing you had to do was to plant that seed and say, hey, you. You know, this is where the advertisements always had the finger pointing
right
off the page. You, listen to me. This is what you can do. This is what you can accomplish. So first of all, you get that message out. And as I said, they went through a process. They would say, you know, send a stamp or send a self-addressed envelope.
I remember that.
We
all knew what SASE meant, right?
Yeah.
Send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Exactly. And what you would then get back was, not how to build strength and muscle, but here's a book of success stories. Here's a photo of a guy before and after. Here's a guy who looks like a toothpick, and here he is. He's 200 pounds. He's solid muscle. He's, you know, winning the heavyweight wrestling championship of the world, or he's playing football, or, you know, whatever, you know. And they have all these stories and all these reasons why, if other people did it and it worked for them, it can work for you. You know, so they convince you, boy, this is going to be the greatest thing in the world, and everyone else can do it, and I can do it. And that's when you would drop the money and you'd pay for the entire course. And then, as I said, the course comes, and the first course was always a thanks for ordering, really appreciate it, let's get started, I'm going to be your mentor, I'm going to be your guide, I'm going to take you step by step to might and muscle. And they would start off with really easy exercises, and it would be a simple workout, whether it was a barbell training course or whether it was body weight, whatever it was, handstand training, anything. You would start out very easy, and, right, and you would be successful. And you'd start to get some results. They'd have a progression system built into it, even if it was just, you know, do 10 push-ups on Monday and do 11 push-ups on Wednesday and do 12 push-ups on Friday. It doesn't really matter. The point is, the key is to build in the idea of progression and progress. Then, after you start doing that for a while and start thinking, hey, this is pretty good, I can do it, and I'm getting stronger, and, you know, I'm doing more than I used to be able to do, and that's great. You know, go and stand in the mirror and make a muscle, and you say, you know, wow, look, I'm getting results, you know. Then you get the second instruction booklet.
Right.
And the second instruction booklet would always start out by saying, congratulations, you're making great progress.
Right, right. The reward had to be there.
Exactly.
You saw it, but you also wanted acknowledgement. Brooks, mm-hmm. I just realized we've gone really quite long with this first segment. So let's take a quick commercial break. Stick to your thought there.
Okay.
Because when we come back, I want to ask you, because I know that you have an archive
mm-hmm.
of magazines like no one else has, and I know that you are good at connecting the dots. I want to know, what was the salient characteristic that you can see that all of the great fathers of physical culture and great strength possessed? We're talking with Brooks Kubik. His website is brookskubik.com. You can learn more about his books there. He's got great blog posts. Visit it today. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3444. 4473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Brooks Kubik, keeper of the flame of physical culture, great contributor to physical culture with his writings, his blog, his website, Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com. Check it out. So, Brooks, do you want to finish up on your discussion about the progression process and anticipation and those things, or should we move to the discussion about what salient characteristic did all of these strongmen really have?
Well, let's very quickly move from progression to the single feature, the one salient characteristic, as you said, that all of the greats seem to share. That's a really good question. But going back to progression for just a second, you absolutely hit the nail on the head. It was an era of delayed gratification.
Right.
And people understood that in order to achieve anything worthwhile, you have to work for it. And working for it takes time. It doesn't necessarily take a lifetime, but it takes time. And there is something about looking at things with that mindset that ultimately is so much more empowering than looking at things from the mindset of, I need instant results.
Right.
And you know, one very simple thing, I'm going to throw this out, and, you know, this is one where we're going to get hate mail about this.
Okay.
But think about this. A lot of people today who train, and I give them all power and all kudos for training, they focus not on progression, but on killing themselves in the workout.
Yes. What is your end point? Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and what they're focusing on is having an incredible, demanding, knock them on their you-know-what workout, be it body weight, be it weights, be it, you know, kettlebells, sprints, whatever. Okay. Anything they do, they just go all out, and the goal is to just knock themselves into the middle of next week. The problem is, if you're not focusing on progressively getting better at certain core activities, like squatting, pressing, deadlifting, if you're an Olympic lifter, obviously snatching, clean and jerking.
Right.
Your power lifter, you're focusing on squat, bench, deadlift. You know, you're focusing on the key fundamentals of your preferred area of physical culture. And you gotta focus on getting better, and you gotta focus on today I'm going to have a workout. It's going to be hard. It's going to be good. But the most important thing about it is not that I kill myself in this workout. The most important thing is that today's workout is setting the stage, building the foundation for a better workout the next time I come back and do this exercise. And that one is setting the stage for a better workout the time after that. And I'm looking forward, I'm not looking forward a week from now, a month from now, 6 months from now, maybe not even a year from now. I might be looking forward several years into the future. But the point is, you're looking at a place in time where you've steadily, progressively taken yourself from beginner, intermediate, to someone who's really, really a significant force, a force to be reckoned with in whatever you're doing. And it takes time, and it takes progression. And I really think that if you focus on the workout as opposed to the progression, progressively improving your performance, you start to lose track of that. So that's something to throw out there. And I know a lot of people really focus on, you know, going out and just grinding that, you know, grinding themselves down, beating themselves up, and that's, you know, that's great. You know, assuming you're conditioned for that, you've built up to that level of intensity, that's fine. But that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to get progressively better and better and better at your chosen activity. And that's what people need to focus on. But going back to your question, that was a really good question. And one thing that I have focused on in everything that I've read, the books, the magazines, the courses, conversations with old timers, and I've talked to people in their, you know, 80s, 90s who trained with some of the greats. You know, I've talked to people who trained with John Davis, 6-time world champion, 2-time Olympic gold medalist. I've talked with Tommy Kono, 2-time Olympic gold medal winner, possibly, you know, the greatest weightlifters ever produced in the history of at least the United States, possibly the history of the world. Talked with Pete George, gold medal winner, Frank Spellman, gold medal winner. I've talked with people that they trained, you know, exchanged a lot of communications with these people, and you know, all of us kind of focus on this because it's very interesting, and it's really interesting to be able to
compare notes.
To compare notes, if you will, and then to go from, you know, Olympic champion, you know, bodybuilding champion, powerlifting champion, wrestling champion, you know, talk to all these people in different disciplines and see what they say. And then, you know, read more, because you can always read more to expand your breadth of knowledge. You can read more books than you can talk to people. And you fit more books on your bookshelf than you can fit people in your library. So, you know, books are a space saver.
Right.
But that's a joke, which some people won't get because some people forget what books are. But
I know. little kids, if it doesn't come on an iPad today, they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. It's you know, books, try them. I've really focused on this. And one thing that I think comes across is that everyone who has achieved greatness in any part of the physical culture realm, or really in probably in any sport or physical activity, but I'm going to focus on physical culture because that's what we're focused on, what we're talking about. One characteristic that they all share is that when they start out, they have to overcome some kind of significant adversity. And the adversity may be as simple as, I don't have enough money to buy a barbell set. So I have to get a job, get a newspaper route, start going out 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning, delivering newspapers to save my pennies to buy my barbell set.
Or it could be something big, like a heart murmur, like Dan Lurie had as a child. And he was told that he would never be able to be an athlete. And he was thrown out of boxing because when they found out that he had a heart condition, they told him, you can't box.
Absolutely. And what you'll find when you go back through the old magazines and books and everything, most of the initial winners of, for example, the Mr. America contest, most of them had to start out and overcome some kind of significant physical handicap, disability, some kind of problem. I mean, you often hear, for example, that John Grimmick was a genetic freak, that, you know, he was born with, you know, all the genetic tools in the world for building strength and muscle.
Right.
And that it was easy. Well, okay, let's talk about that. When John Grimmick was 17 years old, he was something like 5'3", 5'5", I think 110 pounds. Now, is that a
genetic Superman?
Sound like a,
yeah, that doesn't sound like a kid who's going to do very well in anything that requires strength and mass.
Yeah, and he was very short. And his older brothers and his father would not let him work out with weights because they were afraid it would stunt his growth. And they were afraid, he's already short, and they were afraid he'd stay short for sure if he ever started lifting weights. So he was
that, because that was the old, that was the old wives' tale, that lifting yeah. weights would stunt your growth.
Yeah. So, you know, he started from humble beginnings. He had to persuade his older brother and his father to let him lift weights. And then, to help support the family, and I think this happened after his father lost his job. I'm not sure, but I think his father lost his job. I don't know if it was health reasons or what. He had a factory job. But there was a time where he was helping support the family, and he worked from 6 at night until 12 at night, midnight.
Wow.
Okay? So that's a graveyard shift. He would come home, and he would train from, say, 12:30, 1 in the morning until 2:30, 3 in the morning in his backyard. And then he would put all of his weights away and go to bed and wake up in the middle of the day and have breakfast and, you know, then go to work. And that was how he would do. And that was how he trained, where he trained, when he made what were the best gains of his life, going from 110 pounds to like 170, 180 pounds.
Right.
And laying the foundation for what many have said is the greatest all-natural, steroid-free, drug-free physique in the history of the world.
Right.
And certainly, becoming one of the legendary, one of the, you know, greatest bodybuilders of all time. Reg Park, you've heard the story about where he trained when
no,
he was a young man.
No, I haven't, but can we take a break and come back and pick up on Reg Park?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up and talk about Reg Park to determine what he had to overcome to be the great contributor to physical culture that he did. In the meantime, during the commercial break, if you're listening on the internet, go to brookscubic.com, K-U-B-I-K, buy a book. From Brooks. Brooks writes some of the best books about physical culture, fiction, and truth that you'll ever find anywhere on this planet. Physical culture is a small community. And when you have somebody like Brooks Cubic who contributes so much to the community, you must patronize him. Go to brookscubic.com today. Learn about dinosaur training. Learn about dinosaur bodyweight training. There's a great book on dumbbell training there. Everything you need about physical culture is in one place. It's called Brooks Cubic, K-U-B-I-K.com. Go there or be square. We'll be right back.
Let the rhythm ride you, guide you, sneak inside you, set your mind. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We should call this the Physical Culture Hour with Brooks Kubik. We're talking about the salient characteristic that all the great strength athletes had, and you may have too. We're all overcoming adversity. I had a recent cardiac issue that I had to overcome. In the past, I had to overcome being obese and sick. And look how far I've come. I mean, look, I'm not patting myself on the back here. But let's face it, my outcome could have been different in both cases. Okay, so talk about Reg Park. What did he have to overcome?
Well, talking about adversity comes in many different shapes and sizes. And he was an athletic young man, a good soccer player, but he was tall, thin, not particularly strong the first time he picked up a barbell, but he had a burning desire to become the best-built man in the world, which he did. In the 1950s, he was the best-built bodybuilder in the world, multiple Mr. Universe winner, probably the strongest bodybuilder in the world, certainly one of the very strongest, just, you know, incredible, incredible specimen. Played Hercules in the movies and, you know, looked the part every inch. Well, he got started, he was born in England, in Leeds, And he trained in his backyard in the middle of winter. And he had his weights in the backyard, and he covered them with a canvas tarp so that when it snowed, they wouldn't get snowed on. And when it was time to go to work out, he would go out in the backyard wearing three pairs of sweatsuits, three sweatsuits, one right over the other. That was the only way he could stay warm. He'd brush the snow off the tarp, roll the tarp back, and work out in the backyard right in the middle of a British winter. Now, if you're a tall and skinny young man, and you don't look like you're ever going to be Mr. Universe, can you imagine how focused, how confident you have to be in your ultimate success, that even though you don't look at all, not for a minute, like you're ever going to amount to anything in the Iron Game, you still start training, and you go to you do it to the point of training outside in the backyard in the middle of winter. Now, that's adversity, and it's overcoming adversity, and it's also having something inside you that says, I can do it. I know I can do it, and I'm going to do it. You have to have that degree of, I guess, self-confidence is really the best word. And that's something that so many of the greats had. I think they all had it. They had an ability, even though they no one else saw within them that spark, that flame of inner greatness, of future greatness. No one else knew it or saw it. And probably most people would not have believed it. And if they'd been told, they would have laughed, scoffed, made fun of it. But everyone who has achieved greatness has first and foremost looked deep inside and said, I have it in me. I can do this.
Well, let's talk about this for a second, because this is really intriguing. This burning desire that alters your belief system, that alters all of the feedback you're getting from external sources, people, whatever. This burning desire that gives you a sense of knowing, even when everything is telling you no, that causes you to drive on. Because let's face it, there's a lot of people out there with talent. A lot of people out there who could acquire the kind of strength, the kind of development that we're talking about here. But they don't. They give up. What is it? What is it in that person? Is it insecurity? You know, I had Porter Cottrell tell me when he saw the Hercules movies, you know, he was a kid who was born with flat feet. Mm-hmm. He was a tiny guy. Mm-hmm. He was puny, let's say. But he didn't give into it. He didn't say, that's all I'll ever be. He said, no, I'm going to be something more. What is the switch that's flipped in the mind of the person who says, no, I am not this person. I know who I am, and I'm going to make that person appear.
I think it typically starts with some imperfection. For example, flat feet, or the worst eyesight in the history of the world, short of being blind, which is me, and you know me, and you know how thick the glasses are that I wear. And,
right.
You know, I really think that everybody who ends up doing really, really well, significantly well in the Iron Game, starts out because there's something where they feel that they're not as good. They
inadequate.
Inadequate.
You. They don't like about something they don't like about themselves.
And they say, I'm going to change that. And it's making that decision. It's saying, I'm going to change. I'm going to improve. There's something going on right now. There's something about me that I don't like. I'm not satisfied with it. I am going to better myself. I'm going to improve myself. And that flips the switch. And, you know, we've talked before about the way that they've recently discovered that meditation starts to rewire the brain and the nervous system.
Right. We've talked about it, you and I.
Yeah, and we've talked about it on the show. And we've talked about the way that they've done research with yoga, and yoga starts to have that same rewiring. And they haven't done, to my knowledge, they haven't done studies of really serious physical training.
Right, the kind of weightlifting that the superhuman nation and the dinosaur nation engages in.
Absolutely, and I think that would be the most fascinating thing in the world, because to perform really high-level superhuman radio, dinosaur training, you know, that level of high peak performance training, you don't do it just physically, you wrap your brain around it.
Yes.
And when you do that, you start to rewire the nervous system, and I would submit, if you don't change your DNA, what you do is you start to make certain receptors right as receptive as a bad sentence, but it's certain, you're priming your DNA to be as receptive as possible to growth, the kind of growth that you desire.
And we're not just talking about physical growth here. I want to be clear about something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we always talk about, well, does this type of training, does strength training beget hypertrophy? Does hypertrophy beget? Forget all that. Let's go back even further.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the greatest have said, as it relates to life in general, what the brain can conceive, the body can achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing truer than this. That what we're talking about here is all of this greatness starts in the brain. The sense of inadequacy starts in the brain. The fear of a shortened life when someone is sick starts in the brain. And the desire to overcome those challenges starts in the brain. The brain is telling the body, you will do this. And in fact, the body then feeds back to the brain and says, I have accomplished it. And then the brain says, good, we're going to go further now. So the body and brain must work together. We talked about this yesterday with Dr. Matt Andre when we were talking about heart rate variability, and I started to share with the audience something that I started doing to allow my sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system to become more in sync with each other. Was after I would, let's say I'm on the power squat machine. After I finish my 4 or 5 deep, well-executed reps with maximum weight, I want to get that weight off of me. It's crushing down on me, but I don't. I stand there with it for as long as I can before I unrack so that, I'm sorry, so re-rack, mm-hmm. so that my body is forced to recover with the crushing weight on me. And I've done this specifically for my heart. But you know what it does also? It gives me a sense of confidence in my ability,
mm-hmm.
and angst goes away, and I feel like, wow, if I was able to do those reps and then let the weight stay there bearing down on me, when the natural inclination is to get that weight off of me, and my heart rate goes from 160 down to 70 or 80 beats per minute, my body is recovering while I am still feeling the weight of this bearing down on me. That is causing my brain to rewire in a way that says we can handle things now. And that then feeds into and begets greater accomplishments and strength. So if you don't think, this is what, to come full circle, and we have to take a break, to come full circle, what I don't understand is why the self-help gurus out there don't get it. That without the body's performance, you cannot help the self. Without the body and the brain playing off of each other, this dynamic relationship, you cannot change your outcome. And Tony Robbins and all those people out there, walking on coals, impressive, but doing the kind of work that this audience does, more impressive, and leads to a better, well-rounded person, in my humble opinion. What do you think, Brooks?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up. We're talking with Brooks Cubic. You like this kind of stuff? You can get it every day by going to brookscubic.com. K-U-B-I-K. We'll be right back.
My laser on stun, and on the North Pole, I'll ice you, son. I'll hammer you.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AM Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition. AM Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
AM Nutrition.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail, 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Very superstitious. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Brooks Cubic this hour. Okay, so we're talking about self-help of yesteryear and today and how they've removed the physical culture aspect of it. And you can't do it. You cannot achieve the best, well-rounded spirit, personality, psychological landscape without incorporating the body. You can't. What do you think, Brooks?
Well, it goes back to the ancient Greeks. You know, a healthy mind in a healthy body. You've got to have both. And for people to try to do one and not the other is the height of foolishness. You have people who are trying to make themselves a better person in one respect or another. But physical culture, properly applied, the kind of sane, sensible, progressive, mind and body integrated physical culture that, you know, we have talked about many times when we've been on the show, and I know you talk about it with so many of your guests. One way or another, you cover this. That approach to improving physical performance in combination with improving mental performance, the ability to concentrate, to visualize, to focus, you know, the ability to work towards a goal, the ability to delay gratification and to say, I may not be able to do something today, but by gosh, I'm going to be able to do it sooner or later. You know, that kind of approach creates an infinitely better all-around person, if you will. You know, a superhuman person. I think I can say that in the context of Superhuman Radio.
Sure.
You know, and it's something that our society once had much more than we have now. We're losing it. We just had a number of teachers laid off from the Jefferson County Public Schools, and I noticed that a number of them were physical PT teachers, gym
right.
teachers.
Right.
You know, we're not giving people the ability to develop themselves in
fully.
All respects.
Fully.
Fully. And that's a real shame. And, you know, I think the people who listen to this show, who follow the types of things that you and I talk about and recommend and that your other guests talk about and recommend, you know, those are people who are really, you know, moving forward. They're at the cutting edge of all this and really serving as examples for others. And that's a really good thing and a really valuable service. And, you know, it's a way... I think the value of what you do with this show is very great, but where it ends, you have no idea.
Right.
You know, I am named after a man in part. I'm named after two men. One is Brooks Atkinson, and the other is a man called Henry Brooks, who wrote a book called The Education of Henry Adams, Henry Brooks Adams. And in that book, he has one of my favorite lines of all time. A teacher affects eternity. He never knows where his influence may end. And what happens is you teach one person something, and that person teaches another person, and that person teaches another person. It just goes on. It becomes a chain leading into the future. And one of the great things about physical culture is that when you develop yourself both physically, mentally, and in all other ways, you can't help but serve as an example to others.
Right.
And you start to influence people to better themselves without even talking about them. You don't stand and pound your chest. You don't walk around flexed all day long. You don't do anything other than simply be yourself, be a good person, and perhaps
And you influence others.
Yeah.
Right? And I gotta plug somebody right now. And just keep that thought.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Martin is an avid listener of the show. He promotes the show. And he became an uncle today, or yesterday,
oh,
I'm sorry.
Congratulations.
And a lot of the recommendations that he gave to the mom who delivered a beautiful baby girl named Peyton, he said he recommended a lot of things to her about nutrition and activity and so on. She only gained 13 pounds during the pregnancy. The baby was born 7 pounds, I think 15 ounces, if I remember. So healthy baby. To a mom who is not obese during
mm-hmm.
pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
who will have no problem losing the extra, 7-8 pounds that she gained aside from the baby weight, the baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all because he is a physical culturist, an avid person who follows ancestral diets, he couldn't help but affect that pregnancy. That's going to affect that child later on in life. That child's going to be healthier, is going to be stronger, all because of his influence. So we're all like disciples here.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, it never stops, and one of the wonderful things about physical culture is, you know, in terms of good things that happen, you have a still pond, you throw a rock right in the center of the pond, and you see the ripples go out in circles, and they just go out all across the pond, right? That's what happens in the world of physical culture. Amazing thing. You improve yourself. You start out by focusing. You say, I want to be better. Me. I'm doing it for me.
Right.
I want to be better. And what happens is, yeah, you become better, but it ends up not only being for you, it ends up being something that affects the people around you. And in a positive way, and you never intend that, but it happens. And it's a wonderful thing, and everybody involved in true old school physical culture, as we teach and practice it, has found that happens.
Right.
It's just wonderful, and you know this show contributes to it, in a very great way, and kudos to you for coming up with the idea and for making
this
happen.
Well, it's not me; it's the sponsors. Without the sponsors, there wouldn't be a show. You and I both know that the real issue is generating the revenue to put a show on like this day in and day out.
Yeah.
And that's the sponsors. They're the ones that, I mean, I want to do the show. Mm-hmm. I love doing the show, but I wouldn't be able to do the show if we didn't have sponsors paying to do the show. So, I mean, really, kudos to them for supporting the message of this show. We have to take one last commercial break. When we come back, Brooks is going to have a training tip for those of you hardcore, dyed-in-the-wool physical culturists saying, okay, we get it, it's good for us, but how do I get stronger? And so we're going to talk about reps and set schemes. This is right from Brooks' blog today. If you want to read the blog, go to BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. You can buy books from Brooks or read his blog. Stay tuned, right back with Superhuman Radio.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. And do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner. Or add on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized
pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap. Make a clap to this. Make a clap.
Welcome back. Okay, Brooks. So what's the deal with reps and sets, especially when we're talking about some of these 5x5 programs that a lot of people do to get stronger? You have a blog post. First of all, do we have the question on the blog? I'm looking to see. Brooks, did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm looking to see. I don't trust the connection anymore. You don't know this, but we've had lots of technical issues in the past few weeks. But anyway.
Sorry to hear that.
It says here, on the training front, let's talk about, several readers have asked me about how to increase the weight from set to set when they do a 5-4-3-2-1 scheme. First of all, explain what a 5-4-3-2-1 scheme is.
Okay. 5-4-3-2-1 is a very well known traditional old school strength and muscle building system. And what you do is three or four progressively heavier warm up sets, five reps per set. Those are your warm ups. And then you do your first working set of five reps, put some weight on the bar, do four reps, put some more weight on the bar, do three. More weight, do two. More weight, and do one. And the question that people have is, how much weight do you use on those working sets when you go from five to four and so on?
And more importantly, I think, because that how much weight you add is dictated on this question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you taking, so in the five rep, are you failing on the fifth rep? Is that all you can do, or do you have more gas in the tank? On the fourth rep set, the four rep set, are you failing on four? On the three rep set, are you failing on three? In other words, are you taking these to absolute failure where all you can eke out is three, two, and then one rep? Or do you have more gas in the tank? That's going to dictate the weight, won't it?
Absolutely. And that's the answer. Most people think I've got to kill myself on that set of five.
Right.
You know, I have to go to failure. Well, if you do, you're not going to be able to add weight and do four.
Right.
And if you kill yourself on the four rep set, you're not going to be able to add weight and do three. So, you know, the macho thing is I'm going to do the most I can for five, and then I'm going to add weight and do four and so on. But that's not realistic. It's not going to work, and it's not sustainable. What you do, and, you know, this ties into people say, what percentages should I use? Well, you know, percentages are going to vary from person to person, how well conditioned you are, what exercise you're doing, lots of factors. Let's make it real simple. Your first working set, you do five with a weight that you could do six, maybe even seven. But you just do five. And you do them perfectly, absolute, strict, letter-perfect form on whatever you're doing. Okay, then you rest a couple minutes, put some more weight on. How much? Well, here's an easy way to figure it out. After you do your five, you're going to work up to one. The one is not going to be your absolute max. It's going to be a maximum that you know you're going to be able to make that day. It's one, it's heavy, maybe you could do two with it if you really struggled, but you're only going to do one, and the point is you are absolutely going to make that weight. There's no question of failure, no miss, you are going to make that one. So whatever weight that is, figure that out, and then take a look at your five rep weight, which is one that you could do six or seven with, and then all you do on the other sets is you do a uniform weight increase that takes you from the five to the one.
Right.
And maybe there's 50 pounds difference, so do the math. It doesn't really matter. Percentages are not important. Whether you're adding 5 or 10 or 7.5 or 8 pounds, or you've got kilo plates and you're going to add, 5 kilos, which is 11 pounds, that doesn't matter. The point is, you do five with a weight that you can do six or seven times. You put a small amount of weight on the bar. You do four. Probably you can do five or six if you really had to. But you don't. You just do four. Add weight to the bar. Again, these uniform poundage increases. You're going to do three with a weight that, again, if you really gutted it out, you could do four or five. Add weight. Do two reps with something that you could handle for at least three reps, maybe four. And then you finish off with a single that might really be a two rep weight if you gutted it out. But again, just do one. Perfect form, good, crisp, clean execution. And that's your workout.
Now, people are going to say, but Brooks, if I'm not taking one of these sets to absolute failure, how am I going to get stronger?
Because strength is a cumulative thing, and you build it up over time. It's not the one workout. Remember, everyone always focuses on the one workout. Got to kill myself in the one workout. No, you don't. What you have to do is be progressive. And your progression comes in this way. Think about this. What would happen if you took that 5-4-3-2-1 and you added one rep somewhere in the progression?
Right.
In the next workout? It can be, you can go from five reps to six reps, so it becomes 6-4-3-2-1, or you can do 5-4, and then in your three rep weight,
four
you can
again.
Do four.
Right.
Okay. But don't add one rep to every set. That's too much weight increase. Add one rep to that whole progression.
Right.
The next workout, add another rep. And eventually, by adding a rep here, a rep there, take that 5-4-3-2-1 with the very same weights and turn it into 6-5-4-3-2. Okay. Then add a small amount of weight, 5 or 10 pounds, to every weight increment and go back to 5-4-3-2-1. And build back up one rep at a time to 6-5-4-3-2. Then repeat.
I've seen this work for me just recently, and the truth of the matter is I've never applied this logic to getting stronger. But I typically do anywhere from 5 to 10 sets of something.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends on where I am in my training, how strong I feel that day, and how heavy I want to go. And what I generally do is I do 5 sets with the fifth set being my heaviest weight, and then set 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, I do use as a pyramid coming down, descending. So I'll do the sixth one with the same weight that I did the fifth set with, but then I quickly strip weight off and do 7, 8, 9, and 10, chasing the fatigue. I'm not going to get the same number of reps as I did on the way up because I'm chasing the fatigue. Okay, with that being said, so I'm always doing more than 5 sets.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, I started to experiment with doing the fifth set with the same weight I did the fourth set with, and doing the same number of reps that I did the fourth set. Instead of saying, well, since I'm not going up, I'm going to really crash myself here. I'm going to work harder.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, after 3 weeks of doing that, well, the number of reps I can do with my fifth set target weight went up.
Mm-hmm.
So I got stronger. Even though I was stopping short at the fourth set weight and doing that for a fifth set and not progressing up.
You need to nudge progress.
Yeah.
You know, you can't force it. You have to coax it. But it's really, really important. And you know, it doesn't matter if you're doing 5-4-3-2-1 or if you're doing 5x5 or 5x6 or 10-8-6-4-2 or you know, whatever. The point is, follow the system of small increments, steady small progress. Add a rep here, add a set, add weight, drop your reps and sets, build back up. You know, there's lots of different variables, but what you want to do is you always want to be challenging. You want to be achieving and accomplishing, which means getting all of your reps, getting all of your sets, getting all of your lifts, and you want to make it a progressive thing so that if you stick to it 6 months from now, you're going to be a lot stronger than you are right now. Now, not every set rep scheme, not every system is going to work forever. That's why we have different ones. You know, and what you do is you use something like 5-4-3-2-1 for a couple of cycles. It works. Eventually the progress slows down because your body needs a different kind of stimulus, and then you switch to something else. You know, I've done heavy singles, I've done 5x5, 5x6, 5-4-3-2-1, 5x2, 8x2, 7x5, 7x3, you know, all kinds of different stuff.
Right.
Works. What you have to do is you just take something, you work it steadily and progressively, you milk it, and when you've achieved what you wanted to achieve with it, then you know when the results slow down, you move on to something else.
Right.
You know, it's a never-ending process, and that's the joy of physical culture.
Pick a weight, and I do this probably twice a year. Mm-hmm. Let's say in my deadlift,
mm-hmm.
Pick a weight that I know that I can do for a good 4 or 5 reps,
mm-hmm.
and then do 15 singles with it,
mm-hmm.
and over the course of months, shorten the rest periods until you're doing 15 reps with that weight.
Yeah.
Now, if
yeah.
you don't think that you'll get stronger and your top weight will increase, you're crazy. I mean, there's so many things, so many variables that you can manipulate and work with to constantly change up your workouts, that it's infinite. You don't have to get stuck in, well, I have to do a 5x5. That's what works. No. It stops working at some point in time. Change it up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, there are so many things. I wrote in one of my books, I think it was Dinosaur Training, my first book, I wrote, it's all good. It all works.
Right.
And you know, there's a lot of truth in that. Now, that doesn't mean that dumb stuff works. And I'm not saying, okay, you can go out and do whatever you want. You know, you can do squats wearing roller skates on a stability ball. Okay, that's not a good idea.
You shouldn't have said that. Somebody's going to try that and write a blog about it. Watch.
Oh, well, they're going to try it and they're going to post a YouTube video or yeah. you know, something like that. But, you know, I'm talking about serious stuff. So, you know, serious stuff, it all works. It's all good. Find something that challenges you, that sparks your interest, something that you're going to stick to and work at and train in a progressive manner, and do it and give it some time to work, and it will work. Eventually, it won't work as well because
right.
your body adapts to it. And at that point, try something else that's sane and sensible and relatively basic. Again, pick something that's challenging that you want to do, something that you'll stick to because you like it, and go for it. And, you know, you start training with that approach, and you put training cycles together back to back, and one workout leads to another workout and so on, and you make great progress.
And that's a great point. And then you're consistent. You're constantly working,
mm-hmm.
but changing the way you work, but you're doing it for longer periods, months and months and months, and all of a sudden you look in the mirror and you go, holy mackerel, I look amazing. I'm getting stronger. Consistency, there is no replacement for consistency. Staying injury-free plays a big role in that. Knowing how to train plays a big role in that. And lastly, being motivated. Whether you get your motivation from people like Brooks Kubik, or you get it from the books that he writes, or you get it from people in your gym, or you get it from watching a good movie like Pumping Iron, but you have to stay motivated to stay in the gym. Because it's very easy to become distracted. And distractions will derail you. Brooks, it's been too long, brother. Too long.
You mean we've talked too long? Or
no,
it's been too long since the last interview?
Too long since you've been on the show. So we need to give the audience more Brooks Kubik in the upcoming months, okay?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been working very hard, long hours on some other things, and just haven't been able to do the show. And I'd forgotten how much fun it was. Yeah. So thanks for reaching out and asking me to do this.
Brooks and I are always unscripted. Right before the show, he goes, "What do you want to talk about?" I says, "I don't know. You and I will figure it out." Right? Didn't I say?
Yeah.
And look at the show that we put together. I'm sure that there's people out there that are going to get something out of this show. Thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay.
Take care.
All right, and thank you for listening. Hey, we had no technical difficulties today. Uh-oh, I better knock on wood. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.